Chapter 5. When I woke up on Monday morning, I felt like my lungs were pushing air out of me and not taking any back in, and my stomach was a giant, heavy rock, making it impossible for me to get out of bed. Reasons I was nervous. What if nobody likes me? What if the work is harder than at my last school? What if nobody wants to be my friend? What if the teacher is an alien? Marion poked her head around the door and said, "Hurry up, lazy head, and stop pretending to be sick." I wasn't. I wondered how her lungs felt. She was acting pretty Marion-like, so her lungs seemed to be pretty normal. Then Dad appeared at the door too and gave her one of his cheeky looks, which made his face look like he knew a secret. He came in and tickled me and threw me over his right shoulder like he was kidnapping me, then carried me downstairs and plunked me down in front of a bowl of porridge. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Yuck. But actually, when you put biscuit spread into your bowl of porridge, it tastes very yummy, though I'm only allowed one spoonful of the biscuit spread. I ate slowly because of the rock in my tummy. Mum said it would be okay and the teacher would make sure I made friends. I dragged my leads up the stairs, used to be known as legs, until they got so heavy. I got washed. There was no uniform at this school, so I was allowed to wear what I wanted. I looked for my favourite sweatshirt and finally pulled it out from the space between my bed and my bedside table. Then I looked for my favourite jeans. They were exactly where I'd left them, on the floor next to the bookshelf. They had a stain on them from when Issa threw a barbecue chicken wing at me. Oh well, I put them on anyway. When I went downstairs, my mum went barmy. I mean, she took one look at me and flew off the handle. She said she couldn't believe it. Well, that's all she said, actually. She said it 5 times. I don't believe it. 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 Dad said calmly, "Son, I think Allah has given you clean clothes to wear, so go and put them on, please, or we'll be late." Then he kidnapped me on his shoulder again and helped me take out some clothes from my cupboard. I put them on as fast as humanely possible and ran down the stairs. I flew out of the front door towards the car, where Mum was waiting with a cross look on her face.